Most people in the Chicagoland area depend on the CTA to get to and from work, to see family, and so much more. But with the pandemic causing us to find a new normal, the CTA is making changes to keep us as safe as possible. Here to tell us about those changes and important things we need to know is their Vice President of Communications, Brian Steele.
The CTA is the second largest transit agency in the country. We serve the city of Chicago and 35 surrounding suburbs with bus and rail service. Pre-pandemic, we carried about 1.5 million riders on an average weekday. But obviously these days, people are staying home and not coming to work and not traveling. So our ridership is down. However, we're still carrying well over a quarter of a million people each and every day.
So Chicago has seen so many changes since the start of this pandemic. How have you guys been adapting, or what changes have you made for CTA and its riders?
Well, the CTA's priority from the very start of the pandemic and continuing through today is to provide the healthiest, most comfortable environment for our customers and our employees. I think it's important to note that when the state of Illinois originally issued its stay-at-home order way back in March, public transit was deemed an essential service, and that's because public transit was the way that many people still relied on to get to their essential travel, medical appointments, picking up prescriptions, picking up groceries, things of that nature. So again, since day one, CTA has been an essential service, carrying essential workers and helping people complete their essential travel. So I mentioned a moment ago that our number one priority is to provide the safest, most comfortable environment for our customers, and we're doing so in a number of ways. First and foremost is cleaning. CTA has one of the most rigorous cleaning regimens of any U.S. transit agency. We clean our buses and trains before they go in service, while they're in service, and then we do routine deep cleans, which is where we clean basically every nook and cranny of the vehicles. We also clean and power wash our rail stations. We provide our employees masks and gloves and hand sanitizer. So again, really our focus has been on providing that really clean environment. Some other ways that we're promoting healthy travel is through the service that we're providing. Even though we've seen a dramatic dip in ridership, we're still providing a regular service schedule. So we're running buses and trains close to their normal schedules. Now, those buses and trains don't have a lot of customers on them, but that's okay because that means that we are able to provide the adequate space that people need to obtain social distancing, which is obviously a very important component of public health. We've also introduced some new tools for our riders. Several weeks ago, we introduced what we call a ridership dashboard, and it's a listing of all 128 of our bus routes that will show you by time of day what the ridership levels are like so that you as a customer can make a determination as to when might be the best time to travel. So if you look at a bus route, your particular bus route, you can see, okay, well, they're really busy during the morning hours, not so much during the midday hours, and then it picks up back a little bit more in the evening, and then it's really heavy in the later evening. So you can make informed decisions on when the best time is to travel for you. And again, there are many other things that we've done. Anyone who's been out on the system lately will see a significant collection of signs, decals, posters, sandwich boards, and digital advertisements, all promoting healthy travel. One of the biggest things we're promoting is the wearing of masks. The executive order from the state of Illinois that requires masks also applies to public transit. So everywhere you go on the CTA, you will see reminders about wearing a mask, about practicing social distancing, and about following just good common sense health practices.
Brian Steele is the VP of Communications for the Chicago Transit Authority. And for someone who's maybe not returned to work yet, so they haven't needed to ride the CTA, or maybe they're in a hurry and they forgot their mask, what happens next? Will they not be able to ride because they don't have a mask?
Well, again, the state of Illinois executive order requires masks in public spaces, and that includes the CTA. Masks, while they were originally tough to get way back in March, they're really readily available all over at stores and various locations. One of the things we at the CTA have done to make it easy for people to get a mask is to actually give them one. A few weeks ago, we began a program to distribute what we call travel healthy kits. It's a reusable cloth mask, a small bottle of hand sanitizer, and a little postcard that gives you tips on healthy writing. We've been distributing those for free to writers at rail stations and at events throughout the city. We're going to be doing more this week, and we will continue them throughout the summer. But again, wearing a mask is really required on CTA in the same way that it's required in every public space in Illinois. We have posters and reminders everywhere that you go on the system, and we're looking for some even newer and creative ways to promote that mask requirement.
Talking to Brian Steele from CTA, and just want to say a great big thank you to the employees of the CTA and everybody who's in charge of running things who have been going out of their way to keep us safe. And for those of us that's our only form of transportation for getting us where we need to go.
Well, everything that the CTA has done, is doing, and will do to make sure that we have a healthy and comfortable environment for our customers can be found on the CTA's website, transitchicago.com/coronavirus. We regularly update that site with travel tips and information, information on the ridership dashboard to really help people make informed choices to make sure that they have a healthy commute.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to Chicago Connection, and we look forward to checking in with you soon.
Thank you.
Next on Chicago Connection, more services and opportunities you can get involved with.